Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, November 26, 2023. Prepare yourselves for reality. Prepare yourselves to face the truth. Prepare yourselves.
Stop the rancor. You know, we have to bring the nation together. We have to treat each other with a little bit of decency. And so...
Hi, it's Luna, activist, teacher here. And I know that everyone is getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving in America. But I want to remind people that this is a white supremacist holiday for genocide and maniacs.
We can have different political views, but we have one view. The one view is we're the finest, greatest nation in the world.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
As the FBI and DHS ignore their sworn duty in order to fuel the narrative of white supremacy,
they broke the law, came in and occupied the Cannon Office House building, interrupted Congress, interrupted hearings. Right here, Katrina Bleakley is the lead attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Were you aware of this?
Maybe I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter.
Well, you know, I'm sure you do. Sure. Right, Mr. Ray, you should be interested in investigating terrorism. And this right here is proof that we had terrorists in our own office building. Global Intifada. And you rely on the Southern Poverty Law Centers. Katrina Bleakley is one of the organizers. I'll send this over to your office so maybe perhaps you can stop targeting innocent grandmothers and veterans who walked through the Capitol on January 6th and might actually go after people tied to Hamas, tied to Hezbollah, and likely Iran.
Our primary mission is a little group called Quiet Skies. It's a mission called Quiet Skies that we're following people that flew into the National Capital Region in January 2021. You did not have to go to the Capitol or the rally, and you've been put on a specific list that TSA now has assigned air marshals to follow these people who have not had any type of criminal investigation. They haven't committed a crime, but yet 3 years later, we're following the same individuals day in and day out.
They're not tracking terrorists at all.
Well, they didn't even have to be at the Capitol, Carly. They could have just flown into the National Capital Region. So if anybody was there for a job interview, to visit family, we even had a gentleman that was there for a funeral. They put on this domestic terrorist list just because of their geographic location to Washington, D.C. So these people did not even commit a crime. They weren't even at the Capitol.
What? Do those people know that they're on this list?
Some of them do, because when they go to the airport, they get the Quad S's on their boarding pass, and then they have to go through enhanced security. Then they're followed by teams of air marshals on any leg of flight that they have.
Those radicalized by state propaganda through the Mockingbird media, anti-American politicians, and funding by George Soros are morphing into their own cells of dangerous domestic terrorism.
I mean, U.S. right there. I'm in Manhattan. The U.S. is a evil. One day we will take U.S. All the Muslims will destroy U.S. and we will rule the world. I watch Israel people die and I masturbate with them.
Oh, wow. What do you think about the Jewish people?
They are dirty. I hate them. I just like killing Jews. I rape them first, then I kill them. There's a difference.
The government appears to be going through the throes of a soft coup, where the Democratic Party foolishly intends on emerging as the saviors as future terrorism ignites a martial law state and unvetted illegal aliens are given the right to vote.
It's far more threatening to our republic if our own government facilitates criminal invasion, and it is incredibly threatening to our citizenry if our government's highest levels of law enforcement coordinate organized campaigns of weaponized oppression, harassment, investigation, arrest, and prosecution, and imprisonment of free Americans. That, Mr. Chairman, is the primary threat our homeland indeed faces today.
Simple math places the Uniparty and their fellow minions in the unelected federal bureaucracy as the greatest threat to the United States. It is the Uniparty that has become radicalized. John Bowne reporting.
We'll be back at Sunday Light.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sunday, November 26, 2023, 344 days, 7 hours, 54 minutes, 0 seconds until the most important election, not in U.S., but in world history. No one can deny it. That's not hype. That is a fact. And InfoWars is still on the tip of the spear, still in the fight, only because of listeners and viewers and your support and your word of mouth and your prayers. I salute and humbly thank you all and ask you to redouble your efforts tonight. Oh, wow. We got a lot to cover tonight. Every day I see an article out of Ohio or New Jersey or Texas or Connecticut or California or Minnesota or New Mexico or Oklahoma. I've got a big stack, or Georgia. I've got a big stack here in front of me of it tonight. Remember, they said it didn't exist. It doesn't happen. We send the State Department around the world to watch everybody else's elections. And by U.S. State Department rules, we have some of the worst in the world. Breaking, a federal judge appointed by Obama just ruled against voting machines in Georgia. The machine cybersecurity flaws violate the constitutional rights of the voters and said that in a footnote that this is not a conspiracy theory. The people that filed this are not conspiracy theorists. I've got the rulings more right here. Iowa County Supervisor's wife convicted, 52 counts of voter fraud. It goes on and on. We've got other forms of voter suppression that are happening, and it's all a one-way street, man. It's Democrats, 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 Democrats doing the deed, because they know there's been a massive political, cultural, spiritual realignment against them. Not that Republicans are perfect, but that's where the beachhead of populism got a toehold. Iowa elected official convicted on massive voter fraud with fake names, folks. Fake ballots, well, real ballots with fake names on them. The good old Democrat playbook, ladies and gentlemen. And why is this all going on? Well, Bernie Madoff, you know what happened to him. You know what's happened to Sam Bankman-Fried. You know what Ponzi schemes are. But the private Federal Reserve owned by European banks makes all those other Ponzi schemes look pale in significance. Or pale in significance, not pale as in white skin, but pale as in falling down. Look at this. Here's federal numbers from the U.S. government, from the Federal Reserve. Look at the rate of debt. Upwards of 40% of the U.S. budget now, that's a hyperbolic curve, is financing the debt. The road to serfdom. Interest on the federal debt is now so immense that it's consuming 40% of all personal income taxes. If federal finances continue on their current path, with only a few years, it will form the entirety of income taxes to just pay the debt on the interest to who? Well, the globalists. And that gives them incredible levels of control. We've got that news. We've got huge news with populists and anti-globalists being elected around the world. I've got some numbers here we'll be going over. We've also got multiple members of Congress coming right out and saying America's been hijacked by the New World Order, by globalists, and we've got to kick the WEF UN controllers out. We've got to stop their operations. We've got to block their treaties. Yes, people are getting it. It's so simple. Declare sovereignty. Say no to the globalists. Turn our energy, our fertilizer back on. We can feed the world and export freedom and save the world with ideas, not with troops. But our troops don't export American freedom. They export globalism. The Afghans came out in a congressional study after the collapse a few years ago. The main reason they had a big international group go in and survey over 100,000 Afghans, why did you resist America? Why did you turn against America? And the number one reason was you taught that men can have babies and that we should cut our sons' penises off. That's not how you win hearts and minds. Oh, we're here to teach you two men can have a baby and the pedophilia is good and that we're going to cut your son's genitals off. And that leads me now to this video. A vast pedophile network, Senator Josh Hawley, decries the predator activity, the predation of children on Meta's platform, that's Facebook. During a Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican Missouri, spoke about the rampant rise of sexual advancements that children experience on social media. That's Forbes reporting on it. Wall Street Journal, you name it. The point is, this is a pedophile empire. If you're a globalist who wants to rob and steal and destroy the next generation, you want to physically rape them too. We've got some more pedo news we're going to hit here in a moment. First, just to remind you that the deep state worldwide, the CIA, speaking of Afghanistan, admitted, look this up, that in hundreds of towns and cities in Afghanistan, same thing in Iraq, they would find a convicted pedophile and make them the mayor and then feed them children and use that to control them, because they found you can give somebody money, but they may still ideologically go against you or even blackmail their family. Threaten their family, but if it's a pedophile, they'll follow the orders as long as you supply them children. Headline, CIA supplied children to Afghan leaders. That's your government. That's who they are. That's what they're doing. Here is Senator Josh Hawley.
Senator Hawley. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Behar, thank you again for being here. I just want to first establish a fact or two just to make sure everybody understands. So on October the 5th, 2021, you composed an email, which is now, I think, in the record, to Mark Zuckerberg, Sheryl Sandberg, and a group of other executives at Meta. Am I right so far?
That's correct.
In that memo, you disclosed to them that according to your own research, 1 in 8 children now, had experienced unwanted sexual advances within the last 7 days. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And about 1 in 3, I think it was 27%, had experienced unwanted sexual advances outside of the 7-day window. So that is more than 7 days. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Those numbers are astounding. I just want to let that sink in. 1 in 8 within 7 days, a third of children outside of that window. Mark Zuckerberg, did he reply to you?
He did not reply.
Did he meet with you?
He did not meet with me.
Sheryl Sandberg, did she meet with you?
She did not meet with me.
So, in other words, the people who had recruited you to come back to Facebook, Meta, whatever, it's hard to keep up, they ignored your findings. When you presented data to them they didn't want to see, they turned a blind eye. Let me ask you about something else. This is from the Wall Street Journal's report earlier this year. This is June of this year. They found the following. I'm going to quote. Instagram helps connect and promote a vast network of accounts openly devoted to the commission and purchase of underage sex content. Pedophiles have long used the internet, but unlike the forums and file transfer services that cater to people who have an interest in illicit content, Instagram doesn't merely host these activities. Instagram's algorithms promote them. Instagram connects pedophiles and guides them to content sellers via recommendation systems that excel at linking those who share these interests, the journal and academic researchers found. This is a stunning, stunning report, Mr. Behar, that more than buttresses, bears out what you were trying to tell the executives who ignored you. Just give us a sense, what, in your own view, why do you think this is happening? Why has Instagram become, in the words of the Wall Street Journal, a vast pedophile network? Why are people like your daughter, every time they get on Instagram, they're being bombarded with unwanted sexual advances, sexual content? Why is this happening?
My experience of that is that most of the resources, if close to all that they invest in this, go towards this very narrow definition of harm. And so I would encourage anybody here, when you're looking at this issue, if you find an account that seems to be a pedophile account selling things, try and act on it. Try and raise it. See what the company does with that. But see what happens if you like it or follow it, what you start getting recommended, and of all of the things that get surfaced by the systems, how many of them are they acting on? It's a fraction of a percent.
One of the things that you said changed from the time you left Facebook in 2015, I think it was, and came back in 2019, was that Facebook had shifted to an automated-driven process of safety standards, safety inspection, monitoring for things like this, which they boast about. They say that their AI is great, it's doing great work. That doesn't appear, however, to be the actual fact. It appears that these harms are proliferating. Tell us about the shift towards automated safety monitoring and what that has meant in your experience.
I was not there for the shift, but...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of this unwanted content out there. I mean, the sexual advances of this pedophile material, it simply doesn't begin to capture. Yet Facebook didn't shift more resources, didn't change their process. And here's the thing that really gets me, and I'll end with this, Mr. Chairman. I know there's others who want a question. I've been reading over and over and over again this case filed by my home state, Missouri versus Biden. Landmark First Amendment case, in which two federal courts, federal district court and a federal court of appeals, have found that Facebook, among others, actively coordinated with the present administration to censor First Amendment protected speech. Not this garbage that is not protected by anything in our Constitution, but First Amendment protected speech. Here's what gets me. What the courts found, this is in the record, this is factual findings, is that Facebook devoted all kinds of resources and people, actual human people, to doing things like monitoring posts on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy. There's one example of a parent in my home state of Missouri who wanted to post something about a school board meeting. Facebook used human moderators to go and take down that post. That was important. That has to come down. We can't have them posting about school board meetings, for heaven's sake. But the things that your daughter experienced, this ring of pedophiles, rings plural, that Facebook just can't find the time for. They just don't have the resources for it. That we just have to leave to, you know, let the market have its effect. Let AI do its job. We just don't have the resources for it. They had plenty of resources to censor First Amendment speech. No resources to protect our children. Absolutely unconscionable.
Bingo, bingo, you win the blue ribbon. AI is an excuse to take humans out of the decision-making process, so they have robots that go out and kill innocent people and then erase their memory so there's no record. They don't want humans in the command chain. And so, as the report shows, and I've got it right here, pedophilic encounters went up several 1,000% once AI took over because it's not programmed to stop it. Look at Target. Look at the ads everywhere with big media. It's pedophilic everywhere. This is what they want. And they go, oh, AI is taking care of it, Congress. But if you go back to the articles, when Owen Schroyer got banned off Twitter 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, in the middle of the pandemic, they said InfoWars host has now been banned. Media Matters reported him for organizing a rally with Alex Jones against the lockdowns at the Capitol. Those evil Texans, those evil Americans, even worse, they went down and organized a rally, and everybody, including my dad, who never even posts stuff online, he went and made posts and said, let's go rally against this, and he got banned. Banned, not just censored. Owen Schroyer, taken off Twitter, because we were going to go protest lockdowns and say it was a fraud. But then illegal aliens coming across, they're exempt from the shots. And Black Lives Matter burning down half the country in the summer of 2000, remember? They were exempt. They said, oh, studies show Black Lives Matter marches lower COVID, but everyone out being everywhere actually raises it. And the truth is, with herd immunity, it did actually lower it, to have people out mixing with each other. So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you can see what they're doing. It's all about silencing you. And I have stacks of examples here that we're going to get to tonight of the censorship and the control, and it's only getting worse. They don't just steal elections at the ballot box or the electronic system or with the names of dead people filled in and dropped in drop boxes. That's when they got to see the final numbers at midnight. You saw it in six states, and then bring in the extra trucks and bloop, get above it. They got to have a target. Okay, we need 50,000 votes. Bloop. We need 10,000 votes. Bloop. You see that perfect line? Because a normal voting line is like an arc. It's smooth. It's organic. Here's Trump. He's above the Democrats. Oh, polls close. Midnight. Polling station closed. They block out the windows. Bunch of trucks pull in. Bloop. Biden wins. In Michigan, in Georgia, and now it's all come out, actually. They say, oh, all these judges, when Trump challenged the election in November and December, they all said no evidence. They wouldn't hear the evidence. They said it's not our jurisdiction. It's the legislature or it's Congress, which was true. So we went to the Capitol for a 10-day investigation and a protest to show our numbers, and the feds hijacked it and attacked the Capitol, and you know the rest of the story. And now Trump's been indicted for questioning the election. Trump shows up at football games, and the roar is so loud. Got clips of that coming up. The clip's like 5 minutes long. We won't play the whole clip. When we come back, we'll play it, part of it. Just roaring 360, 100,000 people, just roaring. Biden couldn't get 10 people to his rallies. But we're told he won with 9 million votes more than Barack Obama. I never said Barack Obama stole the election. He fooled America. People wanted to end racism. White people went and got him elected. He won both times. Hillary Clinton lost fair and square despite massive fraud. Trump just landslid her ass. But Joe Biden lost by probably 20 million votes, folks. But here's their problem. I've talked to so many experts, which my head spin. They only got so many dead people and so many people moved out of the district who they're going to write in those mail-in ballots. They only got so much ammo. And they almost stole Texas. They almost stole Florida in 2020 and 2022. But you see the Democrats going up like this. And the Republicans are right above them. And all of a sudden, you see them put everything in. Bloop, but it isn't enough. And they run out. So the curve's flat. Then it was parabolic. Bloop. They throw everything in we got now. Bloop. Didn't make it. Barely. And who believes Florida went Democrat? Almost did. Who believes Texas came? Who believes Ted Cruz won by 40-something thousand votes or whatever it was? Does anybody in their right mind believe? No. Beto O'Rourke. Almost beat Ted Cruz. Holy Toledo. That is the biggest load of horse manure I've ever heard. So we got a bunch of examples of that. I say so much here. What did I say I was going to play when we come back from break? Trump. Yeah, Trump with the big crowds. And then I'm going to shift gears to the election fraud news coming out, and then I'm going to move on to the big enchilada. The big developments in Israel and in Ukraine, they are big, as in capital B, capital I, capital G, with 8 exclamation points out at the end of it. Please remember that the world is in a battle for the future. Good versus evil. It's right out in the open, and I'm very honored and blessed that the enemy sees us as very effective because we are because of you. When you share links, when you take clips out and share them, when you do all the great things you're doing, when you pray with the broadcast, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, it changes the world. So remember, we got game-changing products. Just like our info is game-changing, our information is game-changing at InfoWarsStore.com. This delicious product takes 2 weeks to kick in on average. True atomic iodine. Nobody else has got it. The missing link in your body. The opposite of fluoride. The thing that counters everything they're doing. The ultimate detox. It is here. Back in stock. Sold out for over a year. X2. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, if you want to help us stay on air, we've got, this is a great book, The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalists, launch the next great renaissance. Get signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Platinum. Basil Beats back in stock. Ultra 12 back in stock. Up to 60% off. I almost forgot. Oh, my gosh. I've been plugging. I haven't even told you. We have store-wide free shipping and double Patreon points. Black Friday comes early, but it's going to end this week. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can. at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now. Discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Before I plunge back into all the huge world events, I want to just make a note here to all the listeners that are kind enough and care enough and are informed enough and engaged enough to tune in that I was going to do this tonight, but 2 hours is not enough. So tomorrow, I've got a bunch of big guests on, whistleblowers, insiders, you name it. And I keep saying the biggest COVID developments just came out because they just keep getting bigger. But absolute government documents from DARPA are now public, released by Congress just last week, that the U.S. government created COVID-19 years ago, years before they released it. And that it is a sterilant, and it does cause cancer, and it does turn off your immune system. I mean, just unbelievable information. I mean, I'm like pinching myself that I'm in a real universe on air talking about this, and it's like this weird thing. They're committing these giant, insane mass murder crimes that make Hitler blush, and Mao Zedong blush, and Stalin blush, and Lenin blush, and Pol Pot blush, and Nero blush, and Ramses the First blush, and Herod blush, and Pol Pot blush, and Fidel Castro blush, and Genghis Khan blush, and Attila the Hun blush, and Ivan the Terrible blush. And it's really going on. It's in Lancet medical journals. It's I've done a lot of research on this. And so we'll be talking about it tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time, right after Harrison Smith does American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, and right before Owen does the War Room. Oh, I'm sorry, he's in prison. The judge said for speech in the sentencing document. I'm sorry. Okay. We're in such a free country. I mean, the hour is late, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, so before I hit the military and world news, it's really big. Let's cover some domestic news first. Three stacks on that. And let's first just go to a clip of Trump at a major football game. It's the Palmettos Stadium. And here is 100,000 people cheering him. Palmetto. Goes on and on. So there's Trump with 100,000 people, a packed college football stadium. Real president. And we're told he's... I mean, where's the booze? Where's the... No, it's just roaring applause. It goes on and on. So let's shift gears out of that now. This is in local Georgia news, but they're barely reporting it. You would think it would be bigger. Jack Posobiec talked about it. Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Breaking, a federal judge appointed by Obama just ruled against voting machines in Georgia. The machine's cybersecurity flaws violate the constitutional rights of voters and are not a legitimate voting machine system. Here's Newsweek. U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg issued a 135-page ruling Friday in a long-running lawsuit against to get rid of Georgia's electronic voting machines in favor of hand-marked paper ballots that just made Javier Milei win in Argentina. The lawsuit filed by individual voters and election security advocacy group for the Coalition for Good Governance argues that machine cybersecurity flaws violate the constitutional rights of voters to cast their votes and have those votes accurately counted. And it goes in to talk about all the footage and evidence they saw of widespread fraud. I've got a big stack of news on that. But here's what I'm getting at. A lot of people call in, and I get emails and on the street, why should we vote? It doesn't matter. They're doing everything they can to move things away from voting and government to unelected corporate bureaucracies. And they're doing everything they can to bring in illegal aliens and other people to then vote and displace you. Yeah, there's fraud. And just because somebody comes up and attacks you with a crowbar, doesn't mean you roll over and die. You're going to have to move out of the way, grab the crowbar away, and, you know, do what you got to do. Just as you're going uphill, doesn't mean you just roll over and die. By engaging these elections, by the lawsuits and the research and the poll watching and the films by Dinesh D'Souza and everything else, we're kicking their ass, and people realize there's a fraud, so more folks that are on the fence are going and voting to make sure there's such a landslide they lose. It would take hours to describe it. I've had top experts on, members of the top scientists, computer scientists have been interviewed by Congress, you name it. It's almost impossible to steal an election, local or federal, off year or main cycle, if you're in a general election or an off year, it doesn't matter. If you got 10%, that's really hard to beat. If you did everything you could and just if Facebook threw $500 million at a handful of states, they could still probably do it like they just did in 2000. But barely. You get a 15-point lead, you cannot fix it because you still got to use real names in the database. You just no amount of people can be sent to the centers, the safe houses where they give them hundreds of ballots apiece. They fill in the names of dead people or folks that moved out of district. You just can't do it. And Trump's 20 points ahead of Biden in most polls, 15 in others. He's 70% of the field against the other Republicans. I mean, that's why they're now talking about killing him and saying he's got to be liquidated, he's got to be eliminated all over TV. I played the clips last week. I'm not going to play them again. Don't believe me, you're a new viewer, new listener, just type in President Trump eliminated, President Trump removed, President Trump assassinated. You'll get the videos. That's the new, a month ago it was he was Hitler, and he's going to put everybody in death camps. And then now it's that he is going to die. So Joe Biden goes and talks to a crowd of like 15 people. That's his big campaign event. And then Trump's got 100,000 all cheering. I mean, come on, people. Do you think Joe Biden got 9 million more votes than Obama? The answer is no, he didn't. If he was a car, he'd be like one horsepower. Trump's like 5,000 horsepower. It is a joke on us. So I see these articles every day. They only hit local news. They never hit national news. But they've caught Democrats have, stealing elections in Connecticut this year twice. They've caught them in Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Florida, everywhere. I can't even keep track of it anymore. Here's some of the headlines just today. Iowa County Supervisor's wife convicted of 52 counts of voter fraud, filling out fake names and fake ballots. When the ballots are real, but fake names on them. Now, here's the censorship. This is another form of voter suppression. Air Force Base purportedly tells members to steer clear of conservative events, warning participation with such groups could jeopardize, this is a quote, could jeopardize their continued service in the U.S. military. Well, when the Air Force got asked about that last Tuesday, they responded Friday with this. Air Force Base walks back statement encouraging soldiers not to attend a conservative rally, but then the Air Force itself put out a statement saying they back it. But the point is, they're literally telling conservatives in the military, that's the majority, you can't go to a rally or you might get court-martialed or a dishonorable discharge. We're going to break. I'm going to come back with the rest of this. And then this headline I just kind of mentioned, but here it is. It's Business Insider. They've all been running these headlines. But this one's new, so I'll cover this one. There's so many, I can't recap the others. Media wonders, what happens if Trump dies before the election? I mean, you talk about pre-programming, folks. You talk about predictive programming. This is it. Then we'll look at what's happening in elections worldwide. Then we'll look at Ukraine and Russia and so much more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple.
Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Finish up with what's happening domestically with Trump. Then I want to get into internationally how we are making major headway, getting patriots and anti-globalists elected everywhere. Really huge news on that front. And then when I start the next hour, Kiev's top MP, who is the head of Zelensky's party, he's banned every other party, saying Ukraine conflict could have ended in spring, but Zelensky said no. So they're getting ready to cut him loose. Also, Haaretz, one of the biggest Israeli newspapers, is reporting what we already knew. The government stood down and allowed the attacks to take place. They knew what was going to happen, and they did it. Now, we don't know who's behind that, and it's not anti-Israel to sit there and say there's some evil people in control that allowed that to happen. And now they want to ship the Islamics over here. So we're going to be talking about that coming up, because when they let the Islamists are sending the attack, you know who loses their rights? The people of America. Why have they murdered common sense? Why does the TSA grab your genitals and put you through body scanners while the border's wide open? It's all about taking your rights away. But getting back to domestic politics, their indictments have failed. In fact, I'll talk over it. Roll it with audio. Him at the football game, at the Palmetto Bowl. in the Carolinas, and he's getting a standing ovation. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. This is a guy indicted 4 times, a bunch of civil lawsuits, and is it making the local officials not want to be with him? Is it making the crowd? No, no. He goes to the UFC, it's like a Roman emperor has arrived. So to quote Tucker Carlson, if they indict Trump a few more times, people will probably try to vote him to be king, which I don't want. So they're in their own bubble in D.C. and New York, these lawyers. It's all a bunch of lawyers. Never worked a day in their life. They just walk around glad-handing each other all day. And they don't get the world's turned against them, and America's turned against them. And the public's turned against the wars. Trump receives hero's welcome at Palmetto Bowl in South Carolina. So, the talking point the last month is Trump is Hitler. But the new talking point is, oh, he's going to die next year. And it's all over CNN, MSNBC, ABC. I've got all the articles. The new talking point is, well, he's going to die of a heart attack, which means they're going with poisoning or a stroke. But Trump's already wily. He sends his aides randomly to buy hundreds of bags of food 3 times a day. Won't eat the food anywhere. Or he'll randomly walk up at Mar-a-Lago that has a whole bunch of kitchens, 5 or 6 of them, and he's had employees for years. He'll say, let me see the steaks. They'll pull out a big platter of steaks. He'll say, I'll take that one right there. And he watches them cook it. Trump's in a video game for his life, but it's a real video game. Can you imagine that game? It's not where little things are shooting bullets at you. You literally got to, like, say, go get me 100 hamburgers right now. He'll bring them in, and he'll randomly pick one bag and start eating that. Media wonders, what happens if Trump dies in 2024? Here's what happens if Donald Trump dies while running for 2024 presidential election, Business Insider. Left-wing publication Business Insider published a bizarre article asking what would happen if former President Donald Trump died before 2024 election. So they are really getting desperate. Let's play this Mitt Romney clip. This guy is such a joke. He's such a talking point machine. As soon as the deep state turned against Biden, he loved Biden until a month ago. Now he's like, Biden's got to go too, because they want him to step down. And he'll vote for anybody, Democrat or Republican, if it's not Vivek Ramaswamy or Trump. Now, if you didn't think Ramaswamy was real, now you know he is. Because Mitt Romney goes on, quote, national TV that has a few million viewers now. Almost no one's watching it. He used to have tens of millions. And they prop up this loser, this joke. I'd rather vote Democrat than for Trump or Vivek. Here he is.
Who do you like in the Republican field?
Anybody. I'd be happy to support virtually any one of the Republicans, maybe not Vivek, but the others that are running would be acceptable to me, and I'd be happy to vote for them. I'd be happy to vote for a number of the Democrats too. I mean, would be an upgrade from, in my opinion, from Donald Trump and perhaps also from Joe Biden. Look, I like President Biden. I find him a very charming, engaging person. There's some places I agree with him, but most places I disagree with him. I think he's made all sorts of terrible mistakes, but I would like to see someone else run.
Oh, he's very charming pedophile, very charming Chinese communist agent. Mitt Romney is a snake. He's a joke. And everybody that's got half a brain knows that. But he's pretending to be propped up by corporate media, making the rounds. His book didn't do well, despite being on every corporate media channel. He's a dinosaur. He's a sellout. When you think of a traitor, when you think of a sack of garbage, when you think of somebody going to hell, you think Mitt Romney. I mean, literally. He's who you don't want to be. Pathetic. Absolute joker. But when you think of victory, think of Geert Wilders, who's been physically attacked more than 10 times, who's been exposing Islamic invasion, Conservative Freedom Party marked stunning victories in Dutch election. They are now going to be the majority party. They're forming a government. And he'll be the leader of the Netherlands. So in 1 week, Argentina goes to an anti-globalist, and the Netherlands goes to an anti-globalist. If I play the speeches, he sounds like me. But he's not copying me. He sees the same enemy. He sees, I got Viktor Orban. His party's now 60% of the parliament. You know what that means? You can be 30% like Trudeau and stay in power because you make deals. No, 60% of the parliament is beyond a supermajority. It's a gigantic majority. It is a mandate. It is a landslide. It is powerful. Look at this Viktor Orban quote from the longer speech that's on InfoWars.com. Brussels model for Europe leads to chaos. We don't want to be hashtag Soros debt slaves. We don't want to live in a zone of gang wars, and we don't want to live in a world of migrant ghettos. It's time for a change in Brussels, meaning the EU world government. That's just the first sentence of the video I've got right here that's on InfoWars.com. Wow. And patriots are taking over the Swedish government, the Italian government, the Spanish government. That's why they shot the deputy leader in the face last week. That's why they're going to the houses and trying to kill people. Because that's all communists have got when they're losing. And they're not communists like you think. But it's like the CIA that put Mao Zedong into power in 1949. They want a communist they can deal with that will enslave the people. I got this big stack of news right here with Tony Blair and all of them announcing the world government, announcing the cashless society, announcing it all. But I'm going to get to that in these global government clips I have after I get to the big enchilada. And that's what's happening in Russia and happening in Ukraine. Now it's mainstream news that Ukraine has lost. So what happens now? And it's mainstream news. The world has rejected Israel. And what just happened? As if they didn't know that was going to happen. It's a larger plan here to set us all up. We're going to cover it next hour. Please remember, the way we break through the AI, the way we overpower the globalists is your human intelligence, your will, to by word of mouth and by text message and email to promote InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show. And to support InfoWarsStore.com while you get incredible products. If you just try them, a tiny bit of you, try them, you repeat customers. We appreciate you. The majority of you, the vast majority, never get a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go get one. Get X2. Get VasoBeats. Get Ultra 12. Get InfoWars Platinum. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening or The Great Reset, and know you're in the fight. This is real, folks. It's not like we're just some side issue. We're the North Star in this fight. We'll be right back with hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.